Hey everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Wake Up with the Warriors, recapping Game 5 of the semifinals between the Warriors and the Rockets. I think it's safe to say going into this game that this was the most important game of the season for Golden State, their 93rd game of the year, regular season and playoffs, and this one pretty comfortably was the most important, the most vital. And the game itself did not disappoint. This was as thrilling of a game as you can ask for in a series that has been as thrilling as you can ask for. This game was the most dramatic, most theatric. Before I get into it really quickly, I just want to encourage you all to head to our site, goldenstateofmind.com, because really, I cannot do justice to this game in a short podcast. We are going to have a lot of content up about this game, recaps, analysis, video breakdowns. I encourage you to head over there and check it all out because this game deserves a lot of your attention. It was that spectacular and that wild, really. So we're going to jump mostly just to the end here because that was where it really got exciting. Warriors came out firing out of the gate to start the game. They had a 14-point lead after the first quarter. Everything was working offensively, even though Steph Curry hadn't scored, wasn't really even shooting. They were shutting down Houston defensively. 31-17 was the lead after one. In the second quarter, they pushed that lead up, built it all the way up to 20. Really looked like they were in control of this game. The Rockets showed some signs of life towards the end of the second quarter. Cut the lead to 14 going into halftime. And you have to give the Rockets all the credit in the world. They did not go away. Down 20 on the road in a pivotal game 5. They had confidence. They had moxie. They played their butts off. And they came out of the third quarter guns blazing. And all of a sudden, the Warriors could not do anything right. It was turnover after turnover, failed box out, failed rotation, bad offense, missed layups. Steph Curry was missing at the rim, missing threes, doing all of that again. And suddenly the Rockets started chipping away at the lead and chipping away at the lead and chipping away at the lead. And suddenly the lead was gone. So this is where things got interesting, both for the better and for the worse. With just a few minutes left in the third quarter, Kevin Durant suffered a non-contact injury, which is obviously usually about the worst injury that you can suffer. He was working on Austin Rivers on the baseline, pulled up for a jump shot, made the shot, landed, no contact whatsoever, took a few steps down the court, and then glanced back at his leg as though someone had kicked him. No one had. There had been no contact. He immediately pulled up lame, limped off the court, headed straight to the locker room. On the broadcast, Reggie Miller was talking about how Durant's reaction, acting as though he had been hit when he hadn't been, was a sign of tearing your Achilles or suffering some other sort of Achilles injury. That obviously is one of the worst case scenarios possible. The team announced a few minutes later that he had a calf strain. They ruled him out for the game. He'll obviously undergo an MRI. We'll see if it is an Achilles or if it is just a calf. Fingers crossed, obviously, that it's not an Achilles, because an Achilles will keep him out likely until around the playoffs next year, versus a calf strain might only keep him out for, you know, a week or so. But either way, his series is almost surely done, which is a tough pill to swallow for him, obviously, and for the team, and just heartbreaking for someone who was having a historically great playoff series or playoff run. And we'll have to wait and see what the diagnosis there is, but that certainly put a dark cloud over Oracle Arena. And that happened right after the Rockets completed their 20-point comeback. It felt like this game was kind of over at that point. All the momentum had swung Houston's way. The Warriors lost their one player who had been reliable on offense, not only this game, but this series. It didn't look good. And then Steph Curry, after just a brutal start to the night, all of a sudden found it clicking. He started hitting from all over. He had 9 points when Kevin Durant went down at the end of the third quarter. Curry stayed in from that point on, played the entire fourth quarter, which he normally doesn't do. Normally comes in at that 6 or 7 minute mark. He had 16 points after Durant went down. Finished this game with 25 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Even though he still didn't have the most efficient night, he made the offense work in the fourth quarter that ended up being so pivotal. So the game came down to a few minutes. The teams were going back and forth, trading, you know, 1-point leads, 2-point leads, ties. Draymond Green had 5 fouls. We had just about 3 minutes or so left. And the Warriors had a 3-point lead when Chris Paul came barreling down the court. Draymond Green, able to move his feet with him, takes the offensive foul. If it had been a blocking foul, Green would have been fouled out. Instead, it's an offensive foul. Warriors get the ball back. Tremendous defensive play. Green does something a little stupid and kind of shoves Paul with his leg as he gets up, gets called for a technical foul. James Harden makes the free throw to make it a 2-point game. Warriors get the ball, come right back down, fly the ball around the perimeter. Curry finds Dre in the corner. Fearlessly, Green fires a 3-pointer. Excuse me, the wing, not the corner. Makes the 3, turns it into a 5-point game. Come back down on defense. The Warriors' rotations are absolutely flawless. The Rockets swinging the ball around, about to have the shot clock run out. They find Tucker in the corner, and he's out of bounds for another turnover. Warriors come back down the court. Curry gets himself open for a 3, misses it. Kevon Looney, huge offensive rebound, kicks it to Iguodala in the corner, up top to Klay, fires a 3 and makes it an 8-point game. That felt like a season-saving sequence, and I really think it might have been. The Rockets still made this one very close and brought it down to the wire. It ended up being a 3-point game with about 20 seconds left and the Warriors inbounding the ball under the Rockets' hoop. They had a hard time finding an inbound. They finally got it. They weren't under the hoop. They were on the sideline, but they were having a hard time inbounding the ball. They were trying to keep it out of Andre Iguodala's hands since he was the worst free throw shooter. He got it to Klay Thompson. Klay got trapped. They didn't have a timeout. He was falling out of bounds. He didn't really know what to do. The Rockets were doing a good job not fouling. Klay tried to pass it to no one in particular, and it just became a loose ball up for grabs. Kevon Looney somehow, in amongst 3 Rockets players, ended up with the ball, chases it to the corner, turns around, and finds Klay Thompson cutting to the basket for a layup that ended up being the final points of the game, and the Warriors win 104-99. As thrilling as you can ask for, heartbreaking for the Rockets, heartbreaking for Kevin Durant. Can't say enough good things about Kevon Looney, who came up huge in this game in 22 minutes. I think Anthony Slater tweeted that Looney had the best 5.9 rebound, 2 assist, 1 steal, 1 block game in NBA playoffs history. He was sensational on both ends of the court. The Warriors finally won the rebounding battle, which they hadn't been able to do in Houston. They had 42 rebounds to Houston's 39, 12 offensive rebounds to Houston's 8. Curry came up big when they needed him most. They're going to need that again in Game 6, where they almost positively won't have Durant. And now they have a chance to close out this series. So we'll see what happens on Friday. That game will be Friday evening on ESPN in Houston, Game 6. Warriors leading the series 3-2. Thanks for listening, everyone.